get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
As you heed to this voice and turn from your wrong life and turn from your wrong dreams, in the name of Jesus, you will begin to enjoy the better of God.
Amen.
You will begin to enjoy the goodness of God.
Amen.
You will begin to enjoy the blessings of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The number three catalyst of change of position is the tests. The what? The tests. Your present position, detest it. Your present position, detest it. Refuse to be fully satisfied with your situation. Strive to go forward. Don't be satisfied with where you are. Bible says you have long tarried, you have long stayed, you have long waited. Go forward. I pray in the name of Jesus, I trigger the anger of change in your life right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I trigger the task of a change of story in your life right now in Jesus' name. If you want to really change position, then refuse the position you are with all your heart. If you want to enjoy change of position, then refuse the position you are now with all your heart. Fix your gaze on your next level. Fix your gaze on next level. Why? Until you break out of where you are within, the next phase is not in view. Until you break out of where you are within, the next level is not in view. That is why I so much love people that used to see ahead. They have vision for, okay. Now, I'm not saying that overrides God's plan for your life by vision that you have for yourself. Because as man, you can like, by this time tomorrow, I want to start driving the latest car. By this time next year, I want my mansion to be in one of the most expensive estates in my country. Yeah, it's a vision. But the question is that vision in line with God's plan for you? So, see ahead is good. Have vision. Maybe at the moment, you are living, squatting with someone. You are squatting and you have a vision of, by this time next year, I want to move out. It's good. It is a good vision for your life. I pray in the name of Jesus, the uncomfortable position you are, that the forces of darkness have held you bound in, right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare freedom.
Amen.
Maybe you have been nurturing sickness for years, and you have taken that sickness to be part of you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare your healing. In the name of Jesus, maybe you have been sentenced to life imprisonment. Maybe you have concluded that it is in that prison you will die. In the name of Jesus, before this time tomorrow, the story will turn around for your good. In the name of Jesus, I declare you free. In the name of Jesus, I declare you liberated. The shackles that the enemy has used to hold you bound, I declare it broken right now. In the name of Jesus. Another catalyst for change of story is get the facts and secure the truth. Get the facts and what? secure the truth. A young man discovered that the reason his father was ridiculed in the community was because of drinking alcohol. He also reasoned why his elder brothers are not going forward academically. It's because of immorality. He decided to stay away from drinking alcohol and fornication. Today, this young man is the glory of that same family. Respected in school and even in church. If we can get the facts and secure the truth, then Almighty God will lead us and guide us on what to do. But Bible says my people are perish. They are what? They are perish for one thing. For one thing, lack of knowledge. You can get the facts if you are thirst for it. You can secure the truth if you are ready to turn. And you can now be able to maximize it if you are ready to heed to the voice of God. You can get the facts when you are thirst for it. Now, you can now secure the truth when you are ready to turn, because it is a different thing for you to get a word. It's another thing for you to be ready to accept it, that okay, this applies to me. But getting the fact is not enough. Getting the truth is not enough until you are ready to yield to the voice of God. Get the facts to know the root cause and secure the truth to change position. Sit down and reason out why everyone in your generation is suffering the same thing. If you don't sit down, you know, some people, if you should check the pattern of their life, the father that gave birth to them maybe married more than one wife and have several concubines. Maybe the father that gave birth to his own father also have the same pattern. Now, there are that same pattern will want to play itself out in your life also. But you need to be, okay, when my father did this, what are the consequences? What are the things that happen in his life? What are the things that happens in their family? Now, do you want such things to happen in your life also? Then wisdom demands that don't do what they do. If you don't want to regret what they are regretting now, sit down and reason out. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 18, verse 1, through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermingleth with all wisdom. Through a man, having separated him. If you are not ready to discover the root cause of a matter, you may never get the reason behind it. What brought to the advent of improvement in technologies, in discoveries? You know, agriculture has different discoveries. Food processing has different discoveries. Why are schools changing curriculums? It's because they sit down. They desire that something is wrong somewhere. Likewise also, in your life, if you desire a change, if you desire a change of position, then you have to desire it and get the facts, secure the truth, detest your present position, choose to turn and call unto God. Because except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. It's a different thing reason for you to choose to hear from God on the change you want is another thing for you to accept what God is directing you to do. You cannot lead yourself. That's the truth. A pilot that just choose to fly a plane or choose a firefight without listening to the instruction from the control room, that pilot is what? Heading for a crash. Almighty God is the one taking charge of our control room. If we should decide to not listen to the control room, then we are heading for a crash. I pray in those areas that you have been leading yourself, beginning from today, your spirit man comes back to life. And the grace to abide and obey divine instructions comes upon you right now, in the name of Jesus. Preparation for a change of story. You need to prepare for that change of story. Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. So you cannot get that change of position yourself. Preparation for change of position. You cannot get the change of position yourself without the backing of God, without the help of Jesus. You don't just grow from youth to adult. You have to prepare to be responsible. A boy or a girl is different from a man or a woman. The difference in between them is all about responsibility. Is that about what? Responsibility is just the difference in between them. There are men that they are not different from a boy. Because of what? Even people around them know that they are not responsible. But the truth of the matter is that most people, it's not their fault. Some forces are behind it. A man that has given birth to children cannot just choose to be an irresponsible man, if not for some forces behind it. A woman that has a child or children cannot just decide to be an irresponsible woman, if not that there are some forces behind it. I pray in the name of Jesus, every powers or forces that makes you irresponsible are those areas that you should be responsible. Right now, I declare those forces destroyed in Jesus' name. Amen. All power has been given unto Jesus in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Those powers that kept you at the position of irresponsible, right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare them withdrawn from your life in Jesus' name. I declare them destroyed in Jesus' name. If you refuse to prepare for the next position, you may be demoted when you get there. In some cases, you will never get there. Because of what? You did not prepare for that position you want to get to. If you refuse to prepare for the next position, you may be demoted when you get there. Or in some cases, you will never get there because you don't prepare for it. Decorate your mind with right knowledge to function in your place. Uplift your spirit man with the truth to have a solid foundation and cannot be rooted out by evil forces.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
You need to uplift your spirit man with the truth. With the truth, not just facts. With the truth. To have a solid foundation that cannot be rooted out by evil forces. Now, what you enjoy in your new position? There are things that when you change position, what you will enjoy. Number one is sworn blessings. Say it after me, sworn blessings. Sworn blessings. blessing has been sworn over your family. Every family has blessings from God, the Father of all. Every family have a sworn blessings from God. Special blessings. But maybe others has not found it. Because you found what they have not found, you will enjoy it. You will enjoy it. Hallelujah. The sworn blessing of God over your family will manifest in your life this month in Jesus' name. The sworn blessings of God over your family will manifest in your life this month in Jesus' name. You shall not suffer curses anymore in Jesus' name. No, in the book of Genesis 12, verse 3 says, "Now the Lord hath said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will shew thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and will bless thee, and make thy name great. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." What you will enjoy in your new position? Number one is sworn blessings. Number two of what you will enjoy is multiplication. Say multiplication.
Multiplication.
You enjoy multiplication of good people. Multiply finances. You will multiply financially in the name of Jesus. On every side, you will enjoy God's blessings. You shall not be small in Jesus' name. Because in God's blessings, what you enjoy in that change of position is multiplication. I pray you shall be great. Whatever multiplication means to you, take it now. In the name of Jesus. Another thing you will enjoy in change of position, in your new position, is you will become a celebrity. In your new position, you shall be celebrated. In the name of Jesus. There are higher places ahead, better than where you are right now. The place you will shine as a star. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not miss that place.
Amen.
You will not miss that position.
Amen.
When you choose to get the facts, secure the truths, and detest your current position, and you choose to turn and also heed to the voice of God, you will never need to shed blood to go forward. Because of what? Jesus has shed his blood for you. You will not need to cheat another person to go over him or her. You will not need to cause chaos or get across to a position. You will not need to plan against anybody to go forward. You will not need to backbite to go forward. Why? Backbiters remains at the back.
Yes,
you detest evil. You detest your current position. You taunt. You get the facts. You secure the truth. And in the words of God, let me tell you this truth. You will never need to buy favor to change position, because those who lift you today may plan your downfall tomorrow. If a man lifts you, he can also demote you. You will not need to worship any man to go forward, because God can remove anybody for your sake. God can what? Can remove anybody for your sake. You know? Now let me tell you the truth. God don't need to bring any man down to lift you up. Are you with me? God does not what? does not need to bring anyone down to bring you up. But anyone whose their presence at that place you are going to will be of evil to you, Almighty God can scatter them. I pray any human, any forces, any power blocking you, stopping you from going forward, I declare their hand right now. Listen to this. For promotion cometh not from the east, not from the west, not from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Hear this again. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. I want you to rise up on your feet right now and lift up your voice to pray unto God, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, every power that put my life at a single spot, stopping me from moving forward, that kept me to be stagnated, right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare them shattered. I declare them scattered. Open your mouth and pray unto God louder. In the name of Jesus, every power, every forces that remains my life at a single spot, holding me back from moving forward, hindering me from changing position, right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare them shattered. I declare them scattered. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to pray unto God very well. Bible says, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. I want you to pray loud down to God, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, open up my eyes, O Lord, to see far ahead. If you did not see far, you will not go far. As far as you can see. Father, open me up, O Lord, whatever veil the devil has used or is using to block my sight, I declare destroyed by fire right now. Pray and talk to God. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of God, I pray unto you. Savior, I want to go far. I want to see far. Whatever the devil is using to cover me from seeing ahead, right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare destroyed by fire. I declare it's consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, open me up, O Lord, to see far ahead, O Lord, to change position. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give us help from troubles, for vain is the help of man. I want us to pray this prayer, that Father, empower me to trust you for my change of position. Many people are running to man of flesh, human like them, for help. But Bible says, vain is the help of man. Give us help. Father, help me to trust you. Help me to trust you for my change of position. Help me, Father. Send me out my both. Open what I'm praying to God louder. In the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, King of glory, I pray unto you, Lord. Vain is the help of man, O Lord. Help me to trust you. Help me to trust you. Help me to trust you, O Lord, for my change of position. For my change of position. I lift up my voice unto you, Savior. Help me. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. According to his word, he said, as ye have said in my ear, that will I do for you. I pray in the name of Jesus, your heart cry unto God right now shall turn to you for a testimony. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you will enjoy divine help. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the grace to always trust in God for your change of position at every stage, at every time, that grace comes and rests upon you right now in Jesus' name.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawale Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.